यही तुम्हारा गुण। इट इज सेड इवन व्हेन वन इज इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद गंगा वन cannot become freed from sinful reactions as much as when one simply sees a devotee. Nalakur Manigriva were in Ganga only. Even in Ganga they were doing some nonsense activity. But when Narada Muni was seen by those ladies, immediately they put up their dress and they went away from the offered obeisances and disappeared from there. So we will see, even sometimes when one comes to temple, they may commit some mistakes. But when a devotee is passing in the road and somebody is standing in a cinema theatre queue, if he sees a devotee there, he will feel shocked. Simply by seeing a devotee, he will get shocked. So the effect of the devotee on others can be easily observed. But amongst all the things that a devotee gives to others, the best gift a devotee gives is the holy name. The greatest friends for us in this whole world are the devotees. And the best gift the devotees give us is the holy name. Why? The spiritual master gives varieties of mercy in the life of a devotee. And the topmost mercy he bestows upon the devotee is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Why is he considered so merciful? Because chanting of the holy name, it destroys all the sinful reactions. It also counteracts the propensity for committing sin. And it completely uproots ignorance. It completely changes our ID. It awakens intelligence and destroys doubts. And the topmost of it all is it reminds us of our eternal servitorship to Krishna. It destroys the fool in us and awakens our wisdom to realize how insignificant we are in relation to Krishna. This is the greatest service done. If somebody can knock out my illusion of being the Swami and help me realize I am actually a Das, Dasana Das, that is the greatest service done in relation to Krishna. So, that is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yathagadam viryatamam upayuktam yadrichaya ajanato pyatmagunam kurvan mantra udahritaha. Whether a child touches fire or a wise person touches fire, the fire will have the same effect. Similarly, when we go to a doctor, we may not know the efficacy of a medicine. We may not even know the names properly. The doctor's handwriting may be a little improper. But you go to the shop and purchase the medicine, you swallow it, you know for sure this medicine is going to take effect. Similarly, he says the chanting of the holy name, knowingly, unknowingly done, still the holy name has an effect on the devotee who is chanting it. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives innumerable glories of the holy name. And persuades the people of this world that this is the Sarva Roga Nivarani, the panacea for all problems, and not only the material problems, but our spiritual problem is we have become rebellious of Krishna. Even that problem is destroyed, and one develops respect and fondness and desire to serve Krishna by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The holy name is so beautiful that it bestows four things. When we see, when Ajamila chanted the holy name, he got four things. He got the association of devotees. He got the knowledge about devotion service. He got engagement in devotion service. And he got the association of Krishna, ultimately. Similarly, we may chant holy name in the beginning without any knowledge, but eventually Krishna sends devotees, he gives us the knowledge, gives us engagement, ultimately he gives himself to devotee. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.